When the media caught up with David Axelrod, he was clearly perturbed, explaining the idea was never to have Obama bowl. Apparently, some advanced person decided it would be a good idea to have him roll a game, Axelrod groused. At that moment, Axelrod would have been well advised to grab his copy of Marshall McLuhan's classic book, Understanding Media, so he could reread the section on politicians and television. McLuhan advised, TV is a medium that rejects the sharp personality and favors the presentation of processes rather than of products. This Axelrod knew. For Axelrod, Obama's inexperience and lack of accomplishments were not a problem, precisely because Axelrod never planned to run a product campaign in which Obama would be packaged as a series of policy issues. Axelrod's entire political career is based on avoiding issues, just so he can package the candidates as processes with catchy phrases like, yes, we can, or lofty slogans like promising change we can believe in. If McLuhan became famous for saying the medium is the message, Axelrod's strategizing in Obama's 2008 run for the White House could easily be branded with the slogan, the candidate is the message. So if the candidate is the message, then who is Obama? And how does Axelrod plan to communicate that message to voters in the general election? In a nation where the majority of voters remain center-right politically, Obama can expect an uphill battle on the issues, which is the fight McCain plans to wage in the general election contest. Axelrod knows this, which is why he wants to run what in the movie industry would be called a high-concept campaign. But if McCain succeeds in shifting the 2008 presidential contest to a campaign of issues, can Obama successfully move to the political center? Can Obama win a majority of the voters in the general election if the campaign turns into a debate about public policy alternatives?